If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, hey, Grow Squad, how you doing? Hope you're doing well. Guess what? It's a brand new day. It's a great day to be alive. So take a moment to breathe in, breathe out. Yeah, that's breath. That's a gift from God. And we are so thankful that we're alive today. And I'm in a moment, in a state of gratitude. Always have been, I believe, in my heart. But lately, a lot has been going on in our world. And I just want to take a moment to pause and let you know that I, to some degree, can feel your pain, right? We're going through a lot of different changes. I'm not just talking about what many people think I'm talking about. I'm talking about just in your own personal life, your own personal experience. It's funny because I'm in my mid-40s now, and I heard one of my colleagues or peers say, we've reached an age where a lot of our friends are passing away from natural causes. I'm like, no, pause. 45? No, natural. That's not natural. A lot of people are suffering. A lot of people are going through things in life. And I want to let you know that, hey, you're in my thoughts, you're in my prayers, and whatever it is you're facing, let's pray about it even now. God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for my friends that are watching, that are listening. Thank you so much just for the opportunity to express to you our deepest thoughts and our deepest desires. We are praying that you would bless my friend wherever they might be, whatever they may be facing, whatever they might be going through. Let them know that you're by their side. In your name, amen. Check it out today. Listen, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. Yeah, yeah. I already know some of y'all are just kind of you're on the around the fence, right? But jump on in the family. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. And this one is a hot one, as all of them are. I want you to share this with somebody who might be challenged with toxic influences. Yeah, today we're talking a little bit about how to break free from toxic influences. And I could actually turn the camera off right now because there's really one answer. You got to decide. How do we break free from toxic, that sounds like a tough word, right? Toxic influences, toxic environments. We've got to decide. In fact, two days ago now, I spoke to a group of graduating seniors. It wasn't for graduation. It wasn't for their commencement. It was just kind of leading up to their final tests and wrapping up for the year. And one of the things I told them about, I told them several things, but I shared with them a story that was kind of near and dear to my heart, right? One that involved an individual that I know, or individuals, I should say, that I went to school with, that were in my neighborhood, that decided to hang out with the wrong group of people, and they lost their freedom, right? And we know full well that when we attach ourselves to individuals, when we attach ourselves to certain things, I don't care how bright you might be, I don't care how talented you might be, if you don't have the discipline and the power, self-power within yourself to pull yourself away with God's help, you might have a long road ahead of you. Toxic people, and when we say toxic, let's see if we can break that down. In fact, I might go to Urban Dictionary right quick to find out what Urban Dictionary has to say about this term called toxic. But when I think of toxic people, toxic environments, right? When I think of things that sounds harsh, it sounds very strong, but things that might be poison to my soul. People that bring things my way that taint my vision, my view, my outlook. I'm talking about even of yourself. Have you ever had somebody in your company so long and had so many things to say about you that you begun to believe their thoughts and their ideas about you? You may know full well deep down inside that you're smart, that you're a bright individual. But if you keep telling a person, in fact, a lot of the work that I do, I just mentioned, is in schools. And sometimes with early educators, I really bring home and try to hone in on the fact that your words have power. Young people may come into your classroom. They may think they're bright. They may know they're bright. But if you beat them down with negative words and you tell them that they're not bright and you tell them that they're not smart, they will begin to believe it. In fact, the Bible talks about the power of life and death is in the tongue. So we got to watch what we say to ourselves, number one. Yeah. We talk about toxic people in terms of externally, but sometimes internally, we've got to deal and put up with the toxic person that maybe we've become. Ooh. Yeah, sometimes we've got to look in the mirror and say, hey, you're becoming toxic. You're becoming, listen, it's. I think I heard John Hope Bryan talk about an old quote the other day that many of us are familiar with. If you hang around 9 broke people, you'll become the 10th broke person. You ever heard that saying before? Right. Yeah. If you hang around people long enough, you don't know who you are, or you are influenced so heavily by them that you've lost your identity. You'll become what they think you are and not what you know you are. So when we think about the fact that sometimes we find ourselves attracted to maybe mess or disorganization or toxic environments, the first thing you got to do is ask yourself, why am I attracted, or why am I attracting this? You ever heard somebody, if you're in the dating game, who's always picking someone to date that is bad for them? You ever seen that person? And they're always complaining about, I can't get a good man, or I can't get a good woman. And everyone that they bring around seems to be an individual that is not good for them. At some point, I can't just put it out there in the atmosphere as if it just happened overnight, or just by happenstance I attracted someone that was not for my good. I got to ask myself, what is in me? Why do I keep making those same decisions to engage in relationships with individuals who I know, I see them coming, I know they're not good for me? Maybe you think that's all the world has to offer you. Maybe you're dealing with some internal battles with regard to your standards, your expectations, and what you will allow. I'm not saying this in a joking manner. I am so for real that sometimes we find ourselves in situations that we can't get ourselves out of. And I would encourage you, if in fact you find yourself attracted to, or you're continuing to attract toxic things into your life, maybe I need a therapist. Maybe I need someone to mediate whatever is happening between myself. Or I had a young lady ask me not long ago. I was visiting, or I spoke at a church not long ago, and a young lady after the service asked me, "What do you do?" And I said nothing about this in my message for that day. It was just on her heart. And she felt like I was a person that she could confide in or ask or engage in conversation about this topic. Because she was speaking about, I'll tell you exactly what she was talking about. She was speaking about, how can I get closer to God when everyone that lives in my house cares nothing about God? They talk about me as I try my best to get close to God, and I'm just at a loss. What are my options? And my heart began to, I don't want to say bleed, but go out to her in a very, very real way, because I can only imagine. I'm thankful that I grew up in a house where people, my family supported my decision to accept Jesus Christ. My family supported my decision to spend time reading the Bible. Not again, I'm not trying to act like I was some kind of angel. Absolutely, positively not, the opposite almost is what I was. But when I decided to start doing those things or attempting to do those things, I was supported. So I can't imagine how this young lady or what she's going through from a real life standpoint. I know that there are forces, there are individuals that are sent our way to try to block our path. I know all of that. But she says, I have to live in a house with people who I'm depending on to give me a place to stay, to feed me. Again, she's again living at home is what she's saying. She's not finished school yet. She's not on her way yet in terms of securing employment and the ability to get her own place. She has to live where she lives for the moment. And I asked her, what are her options? Not so much what are her options, because I knew what her options were in terms of places to live. That's all she has right now. But I asked her, can you at some point throughout the day separate yourself? This is real talk, because some of you work in environments where you cannot choose who's on your team. Let me come down your street. You cannot choose who's in your office space. You work with people who may be toxic. And let me go back and get that definition right quick before I move further. I know where I am. But toxic can refer to a harmful substance, negative behavior or relationship, or even a song, right? So toxic as a behavior or relationship in this context refers to behaviors or relationships that consistently undermine someone's well-being, happiness, and sometimes even safety. This can include manipulative, dishonest, or excessively critical behaviors, right? So that's one extreme or one definition of what it means to define or to look at someone who is negative. But sometimes people who are toxic will also cause emotional distress to come your way. And you know, that person that comes in our life that every single day, nothing goes well, nothing goes right. There's always something to complain about. And sometimes that stuff bleeds over onto other people. And sometimes it's just downright difficult to bear. So I asked that young lady who, like some of you, you don't have a choice. I mean, you have employment and that check provides for your family. So you put up with maybe a boss who's negative, or maybe a coworker who is bringing or causing distress your way. Maybe you're dealing at home with individuals, could be a spouse, could be children, could be parents. What can you do? What kind of time do you have at your disposal to separate yourself from that environment to go get enough strength to deal with it? I'm coming down your street. We always want to find an exit or run from maybe certain environments. And sometimes that's not our reality. There are times when you and I have to find the strength, have to dig deep, have to build enough muscle, have to build enough faith, whatever it is, to put up with the environment and the reality that is ours. So since you have to live there, since you have to lay your head down on the pillow at that home, since you have to eat there, since you're depending on your family to support you for the time being, what kind of time do you have to separate yourself? Maybe to go out into a corner, maybe into the garage, maybe in the far corner of the yard. Maybe you can sit in your car. Maybe you can pray. Maybe you can read. Maybe you can do some teletherapy work with a therapist who offers Zoom sessions. What kind of time do you have to spend and to separate yourself from that environment to gain, don't miss this, to gain the strength to deal with them? Because listen, if you've been watching the NBA Eastern and Western Conference Finals, hey, there's been some games that have been won by on both sides where the persons or the team that was losing would have rather run off the court because they were getting beat down so bad. But they had to separate themselves during timeouts, during the halftime, and gain enough mind control, go back to their old, to the game plan, to get enough strength and strategy to go back on the court and face that giant, to face that opposing team. That team wasn't going to disappear. They had to either beat them or get beat. And in life, listen closely, you can't run from everything. Everything that is uncomfortable doesn't disappear. Every environment, just because you're there, people don't have to acquiesce to your desires. But you have to, number one, I just mentioned, do some self-reflection and ask yourself, am I inviting this kind of stuff into my life? Am I not being discerning enough to figure out the company that I'm keeping? It's not good for my mental health. It's not good for my overall health. Or number two, as I just mentioned, some of us cannot control those environments. You can't control who lives in your house. You can't control whose house you live in, maybe for the time being. You can't control where you're working for the time being. My suggestion to you is that you take time, deliberate and intentional time, to pour into you the nutrients and the information that you need, so that when you go back into those environments, the negativity, I'm not trying to sound like you're a robot. It phases you, but it don't phase you like it used to. It impacts you, but it doesn't impact you the way that it used to. You're in those environments and you understand your assignment. You understand you're focused, but you also understand also that you may be going through some things in that environment that's strengthening you for your next level. So maybe you can escape what's happening right now, figuratively or literally, because the lessons that you're learning in that environment might be preparing you for what's next. Then lastly, if you're going to navigate toxic environments successfully, you've got to intentionally build a supportive community around you. The people that are in your corner, the people that are, quote unquote, on your team. Have you vetted them to the point where they are in place on purpose, not to pull more out of you, but to put and pour more into you? So that you, not only from your time alone with God or with prayer or with therapy, but also you have a group of people that will pour into you, that will support you, and that will also give you the tools and the strength. It's almost like, you ever heard the terminology that somebody make the expression or say, wow, that fed my soul, or this person feeds my soul, or this activity feeds my soul, or what these individuals, my time away. We need to have a community around us of people. And I ain't talking about a whole basketball or football team. It could be three people. It could be one person. That's your community. Are they feeding your soul? Are they helping you and giving you the tools that you need to face that giant called a toxic environment or a toxic person, and helping you learn how to cope, deal with, and push forward? Listen, I hope that as you're listening, and maybe this doesn't apply to you right now, but I hope that you have now been given some tools that, even if this happens to you down the line, or you know somebody, please share this episode out. This is not for just the Grow Squad to hoard. We've got to share this message out. So hit that share button. I mean, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on audio, you can share, share, share. Now, as you think about sharing, as you think about encouraging people to listen, I want you to encourage them to not just listen for listening's sake. Encourage individuals who are facing or who are faced with the decision or the choice before them, whether or not to remain in a toxic environment or how to navigate those seasons or those times. Let them know that they should be intentional. This message, this episode will give them what they need as they strive to navigate it with grace. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget, the summer months are here. If you've got kids, grandkids, in fact, my son and I just did a fun event at an indoor playground just last week, where we introduced families and kids to our book, Go, Grow, Glow. Go pick up a copy. I mean, our kids don't need to be sitting in front of the TV all summer. Give them some wholesome reading. Balance the thing out. And there's a book you can kick off the summer with right here on the screen. Go to eugenejhamilton.org and just click New Children's Book and get your copy today. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you again for joining us on this path of going, growing, and glowing. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you next time. Take care. Peace.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.